السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already granted us the major portion of the month of Ramadan. And to some degree, we will all have seen our efforts for the hereafter increase in this month. We were fasting. We have been performing 20 extra rakats tarawih. But other than that as well, through the fadl and the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, we have increased different ibadat, tilawa of the Quran, dua, spending time in the masjid. And all of this is no doubt the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are good signs. But to truly understand if we are progressing, if we are truly benefiting from the month of Ramadan, we need to keep the purpose of the month of Ramadan in mind. A person in any task, if the purpose is not kept in mind, the purpose, he loses focus, and the true objective is not kept in mind, he doesn't keep checking himself, am I getting closer to the objective or not? Then very often he can get deceived. He can think he is progressing a lot, whereas he is not progressing. Someone has opened a business. The purpose of the business is to make a profit. But the business is open. A lot of sales are coming, a lot of customers are coming through the door. There's a lot of sales. Now if the businessman, he thinks that, oh, I am getting a lot of turnover, a lot of sales, that means my business is successful. And he loses sight of the fact that no. The real margin of success is that is my business making a profit or not. And for that, after the sales, every so often, every month, every second month, I need to go back to the figures and see these are the costs that are going out, and these are the this is the amount that is coming in. What is it looking like? If he doesn't do this, and he just looks, oh, there's a lot of customers coming through the door, it looks like my business is successful, then he will get a nasty shock when he becomes bankrupt. And in reality, this happens all the time. All of the companies that become bankrupt, this is more often than not what happens. That the purpose is not kept in mind. When the purpose is lost, then a person's efforts no longer remain fruitful. Or he does not gain full benefit. So in the same way, if we lose the purpose of Ramadan, then we will never be able to truly benefit from the month of Ramadan. What is the purpose of the month of Ramadan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O believers, fasting in the month of Ramadan has been prescribed upon you. It's been made compulsory upon you, along with everything else in the month of Ramadan. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, like it was made compulsory upon the people before you. What is the reason? Is the reason so that you gain a lot of reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say that. Is the reason so that you gain the opportunity to spend a lot of time in the masjid? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become muttaqi, so that you gain the quality of taqwa. What is the quality of taqwa? That a person, he stays away from each and every disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gains this ability within him to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means that if A person gains the month of Ramadan. He spends it well with the purpose in mind. Then his taqwa will definitely increase. He will definitely come closer to removing the disobedience of Allah from his life. If he spends the month of Ramadan very well, in one Ramadan he can become 100% muttaqi. His life can be become totally empty of the disobedience of Allah. But if he keeps the purpose in mind, even if not 100%, then 60-70%. Even then, when he looks after his at his life after the month of Ramadan, he will see that there was this form of disobedience of Allah in my life. It is not there anymore. Or before, I never even thought about leaving it. Now I am making an intention to leave it. These are the true signs that the month of Ramadan is successful. Otherwise, a person, he fasts in the month of Ramadan. He does a lot of tilawah in the month of Ramadan, and he checks as well that I have finished one khatam, now I have finished two khatam, now I have finished three khatam. And he checks that, oh, now I have given this much charity. But after the month of Ramadan, the amount of disobedience of Allah that was in his life is the same as before the month of Ramadan, that this person has not even understood the purpose of the month of Ramadan. But for this to happen, just like the businessman, after understanding our purpose, we need to keep checking ourselves. We need to keep checking ourselves. The first and foremost thing a person needs to do when the month of Ramadan comes, this was something that we should have done from day one, in fact before Ramadan came, but if we haven't, then we should do it now, which is that a person should take a stock of himself, that what forms of the disobedience of Allah are there habitually in my life. Maybe it is ghibah. It's been there for years. Salah increased, tilawah increased, but it remained in my life. Maybe it is the misuse of the eyes. Maybe it is haram income. Whatever it is, unfortunately there is a whole set of disobedience of Allah that in our communities have become trivial because they have become widespread. So everyone else is doing this disobedience of Allah. No one else is adhering to the rules of parda. So why should I? Everyone else is doing something is not a reason for a person to become absolved on the Day of Judgment. In fact, those forms of the disobedience of Allah which a person, he loses importance of. One is that there is the disobedience of Allah is taking place, but a person has this worry inside. He has this worry that I am misusing my gaze. When it happens, he feels guilty, he repents. These are good signs. This disobedience of Allah will, inshallah, one day it will leave the person's life. But it has become so habitual that it is happening and there is no guilt inside. A person's mind doesn't even go to it. Ghibah is happening, a person's mind doesn't even go to it. This is a very dangerous situation. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِيَّاكِ وَمُحَقَّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ, that beware of muhaqqarati dhunub, those sins which are deemed trivial, which are not given importance. Maybe a person himself is not giving them importance, or maybe in the community no one is giving them importance, but it is still the disobedience of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still becoming displeased because of it. Why? فَإِنَّ لَهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ طَالِبًا, they will be specially asked about on the Day of Judgment. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was passing by two graves. When he was passing by the two graves, that he informed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that innahuma yu'adhaban, these two people are being punished in the graves. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ بَلْ هُوَ كَبِيرٌ, he said that they are not being punished for anything major. Then he paused and he said, rather it was major. He said, they are not being punished for anything major. Then he said, rather it was major. So the ulama explaining this hadith, the muhaddithin, they say that what is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying here? He first said that what they are being punished for, it is nothing major. And then he said rather it was major. So some ulama have said that the meaning of this is that they are not being punished for anything major. Means that they are not being punished for something which they thought was a big deal. They thought it was nothing important. They thought, I am performing my salah, I am fasting, I am doing that. If this form of the disobedience of Allah, it doesn't matter. They didn't care about it. When it happened, there was no feeling of guilt. There was no tremor. There was no fear inside that Allah Ta'ala will punish me for it. So in their eyes, it wasn't major. Bal huwa kabir. But in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, it was major. In fact, even if a sin is a minor sin, but a person himself trivializes it, he belittles it, he doesn't give it importance, in the eyes of Allah, that becomes a serious offense. So, we need to understand the purpose of the month of Ramadan. If you haven't yet, then we need to now. Thereafter, to fulfill this purpose, we need to understand what our current condition is. What was my condition before the month of Ramadan? What was wrong in my life before the month of Ramadan? The biggest ibadah is that a person stays away from the disobedience of Allah. This is the biggest ibadah. The hadith tells us this. If you have this in your life, then you are guaranteed jannati. And if you don't have this in your life, then you have no guarantee of jannah. You can be performing 5 times salah. You can be studying to become an alim. You can become an alim. You can be going out regularly in the path of Allah in tabligh jama'ah. You can be regularly participating in talks in the masjid. But if your life is not empty of the disobedience of Allah, then you have no guarantee of jannah. And on the other hand, if your life is empty of the disobedience of Allah, but you are not an alim, you don't really participate regularly in talks, you have this necessary knowledge, you don't go out in tabligh jama'ah. I am not belittling all of these are very beneficial. But the purpose of all of these is that a person's life becomes empty of the disobedience of Allah. If these increase and increase, but the aspect of the disobedience of Allah is same in a person's life, then he should understand that shaitan is fooling him. The amount of time being spent in the masjid is increasing outside the month of Ramadan, inside the month of Ramadan. In terms of the disobedience of Allah, there is not an iota of difference. Shaitan is fooling him. Shaitan is fooling him into thinking he is progressing, whereas he is not progressing. So, a person, he doesn't have any of these things that we think is, this person is very pious. Oh, he spends a lot of time in the masjid. Every day he stays till Ishraq and then he performs his Ishraq Salah. He is a very pious person. But his life is empty of the disobedience of Allah. He is guaranteed Jannah on the Day of Judgment. In fact, he is guaranteed so many other benefits in this world and in the hereafter. But the biggest of those is that he is guaranteed Jannah on the Day of Judgment. So, let us keep this purpose in mind. Let us work towards that purpose. Let us look through our life. Look through very carefully. And make a list. Put it on paper. What is wrong with my life? Maybe it is a case that until now I wasn't bothered about controlling my gaze. Maybe it is a case that until now I didn't bother having a shara'i beard. Maybe it is a case that I am lax with my salah. Whatever it is, make a list. And that list stays between you and Allah. You don't need to tell anyone. That is the first step. So a person understands his current situation. He understands how much hot water he is in. And thereafter, he makes it a purpose that this list, if it doesn't disappear, it must decrease after Ramadan. If this happens, then inshallah, we can say, we can hope that his Ramadan is successful. And if he carries on spending his life like this, then before he passes away, inshallah, his life will be empty of the disobedience of Allah. And when he goes in the hereafter, he will go straight into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Brother requested that the masjid is already full, so please stand up and make the rows, make the saf. Please stand up and make the saf, so that the brothers behind get a space. If there is any space in front of you, fill it up.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allahu akbar.
Inshallah. Inshallah. The clocks will go forward this Sunday. So from next week, Jumu'ah Salah will be at 1:35. From next week, Jumu'ah Salah will be at 1:35.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تعالى ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصوم جنة الصوم جنة ما لم يخرقها أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وفي غزة اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يخافك فيهم ولا يرحمهم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم من أحيته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اشف مرضانا واغفر وارحم واغفر لموتانا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أقيموا صفوفكم Safedus Ramadan, straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels are at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. Your heels should be at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. If there are any gaps in front of you, fill them up, fill them in, please. Similarly, if there's sometimes there's a small gap left between the saf, then everyone should move up. Sometimes the space comes at the end. Make sure you're standing shoulder to shoulder. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر
سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
As it was already mentioned, from next week, Jumu'ah Salah will be at 1:35. Jumu'ah Salah will be at 1:35. And secondly, we should not forget our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Dua should continue for them from the bottom of our hearts. And similarly, whatever we can do in terms of financial aid, we should endeavor to do so as well. May Allah Ta'ala give us that.